Today is Thursday, December 2nd, 2004, and you are tuned in to The Mind War on Rant Radio Talk, bitches. This is The Mind War. I'm Decoder.
Hey, what's up? This is Rachel Todd.
And Doug's back there, engineering as usual.
Yeah.
Yep, see, he even spoke up this time. Pretty leet. Pretty fajirness. But anyway, let's get right down to business. I need something to drink, so I'm going to leave. I'll be back.
All right.
Talk right
so,
over.
Now that I have the show handed over to my clutches, I think I'll sit here and potentially talk about some emails that we got. We got this email. Let's see. Oh, yeah, from somebody or another who was complaining that we keep on swearing too much. I'm really sorry about that. It's all the code, right? I swear. I don't ever fucking swear. Oh, shit.
Fuck.
Anyway, what the fuck, you know? Sorry about that. My fucking bad. Anyhow, sorry if I fucking offended you. That's too fucking bad. Just be glad I didn't.
Yo, why do you keep using foul language?
Oh, I'm sorry, Dakota.
Yeah, fucker.
Were you reading that email about the person who doesn't like the profanity? That's what's happening?
Yeah, I thought I'd get it out of the way while you were gone.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't really care. I'm going to try not to use any profanity this episode. I haven't so far. And let's see if I could do it.
Wait,
everybody's like laughing
fucking,
already.
We gotta have like the counter every time Dakota says fuck. I think we did that like on one of the episodes of Default, like me and Lucky were counting.
Well. Some things don't change, but sometimes they do. So I'm just gonna see. I'm gonna humor this guy and myself and see if I could do it. And if I use any profanity, I won't notice it, so one of you gotta point it out to me, or like a listener can send an instant message on AOL Instant Messenger to The Mind War on AIM.
Yeah, let me sign on.
Yeah, sign on.
I probably should be sending on. I'm too lazy.
All right, so email, yeah, okay, that guy. Anything else? Any other email?
Yeah, I actually have a whole bunch of them. Let's see. Sorry, I fucking like
it. I'm listening to Sister Machine Gun.
Yeah, that's great. D-Beat sent us, like, a shout-out, which is pretty fucking cool.
Shouts to him. Right back at you, buddy.
Yeah, let's see. Twirls.
Oh, my man Twirls. What's he have to say?
He said, yo, Decoder and the Mind War crew. Hey, awesome show. Just getting caught up on your F's as I can't listen during the night. Yada, yada. And if you quit the show, I will hunt you down, Decoder, and make you do episodes at gunpoint.
See, I don't think I ever said I was going to quit the show. I said that I was going to turn it into Default Daily and just start talking about hacking and freaking.
Keep up the great work. Also, I'd like to hear your opinion on the so-called video game violence.
Okay. You know what my opinion on the so-called video game violence is? That no one should have an opinion on it. Okay? If you don't want your kids playing violent video games, then, I don't know, learn how to be a parent. That's it. Video games have never been for kids.
No.
You know what I'm saying? When you know, the first person I knew who had Pong and the first person I knew who had fucking... Fuck! Atari 2600
owned
was my an uncle of mine, and he was about 30, late 20s, early 30s, and that's Pong and Atari 2600. Okay, they've never been for kids. Okay, you know, I don't know what to say about this. There's no such thing as video game violence. It's a video game.
Yeah,
get it straight, you know?
I would argue pointing guns at people is a bad habit to be teaching children.
Well, okay, come on. What about, and I really hate this, what was it, the 30s and 40s mainly, with Bugs Bunny cartoons and stuff like that? That's right. All they were doing was pointing guns, Elmer Fudd hunting people, and the Roadrunner, you know, dropping anvils on people's heads. This isn't violence? So, is there an influx of people who were kids then? Well, are they going around dropping anvils on people? I don't think
they
are.
I wouldn't know that, because nowadays when you buy those DVDs of the old Bugs Bunny cartoons, they're all edited.
I know they're all edited, exactly. It's ridiculous the amount of the censorship. It's total bullshit, okay? I don't want to hear about this stuff. Nobody, believe me, because somebody saw a Bugs Bunny cartoon, nobody pulled a gun on someone and the other guy tried to tie the fucking barrel in the knot. All right? It never happened. It's not real. Video games are not real. Cartoons are not real. You know? Violence is real. And believe me, the people going out there committing violent crimes aren't doing it because they played a video game or stood in a cartoon or stood in a movie or heard it on a rap record. It's not true. That doesn't happen. You know? They've never done any studies to even show. There's not even any anecdotal evidence to show that there's any tie. Anyway, yeah, I think my stance on video game violence is there's not enough video game violence. There's not enough. I think they should have video games even worse than, what's the worst one they talk about now in the news? Grand Theft Auto is the one people are talking about, because you fuck hookers and you shoot people. I think there should be something like damned felony, whatever, you know, something.
Nothing beats the idea of fucking Mighty of a video game where it's a first-person shooter and you're a sniper in a school and you're hunting down teachers and students and...
There you go. That's what they should have. That's my opinion on video game violence, is they should come out with that game. If anybody from... Name some video game retard.
If anything, video games help take out kids their violence on the video games.
Yeah, you're right.
It's like an exercise, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I still disagree, but anyway.
Like I said, there's no evidence. Show me some evidence, and that's it.
Anyhow, I wanted to move on to, like... Hey, do you know the first video game to get censored?
What video game was that?
It was Night Trap for the Sega CD.
What was wrong with it?
You know, people have gone through the censored version, and no one's figured it out.
No one's figured it out, huh?
Well, but they fucking made them, like, fucking re-release it as a censored version, and the uncensored version goes for more on eBay.
Really?
Yeah, but like I've read reviews. I'm quite the Sega CD fanatic.
You think it was just a scam?
No. They like got in a bunch of trouble for it.
Really?
Yeah. Like it was not a good situation. It was like the first one. Anyway.
Well, I really don't like how Vice City, they took out the part where you run over the Haitians or whatever and shoot the Haitians. They took out that part. Get the Haitians. When meanwhile everybody's killing everybody.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? But you can't kill blacks. You can do anything you want as long as it's not against black people.
Yeah, that is kind of retarded.
Yeah, it's stupid. Whatever. Keep going. I don't even want to talk about that shit. It's stupid.
So anyway, back to our main man, Fireblade, over there in fucking, like, the other side of the pond.
Oh, where's he at? Belgium?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
He says, hey, what's up with you? You wanted to email, so I thought of something. We talked about American prisons and Nazi concentration camps. Now, some people might wonder how you can fucking kick ass. Our listeners kick ass, too.
They're right. He wrote, that's actually what he said, how you can fucking blah, blah, blah?
That's right.
All right, big shouts to Fireblade.
Right.
fucking kill 1 million Jews. But the Nazis were massive.
6 million. 6 million it was, by the way.
Right. The Nazis were masters in psychological warfare, and they depersonalized the prisoners. First, they tell you to bring your valuables, and, you know, he goes on with it a bit, and, like,
That's like Bill Cooper saying, like, you know, oh, that's the, when they take over, they tell you to report to the post office or something, because every...
Actually, no, dude, they're going to fucking run it like fire drills. I don't know, have you ever seen, like, a major office building have a fire drill?
Yeah, they probably are. They probably are.
Yeah, seriously, man, that's when they fucking come and line everyone up and, like, you know, if you work in a fucking office building, like, you might want to fucking just, like, tell them to fuck off when there's a fire drill and, like, you know, go outside or whatever because you know there's a fucking fire or whatever. But, like, don't fucking stand in their fucking little fucking Nazi lines and don't fucking, like, group to your grouping point.
Yeah.
And, like, don't, I mean, like, it's seriously fucking sick.
What was that quote? I forgot. I think it was, like, an anonymous quote, but I recall it from somewhere talking about Nazi Germany. Where this guy was saying he was writing from a concentration camp, and he was saying, you know, when they came for the communists, you know, I didn't protest, you know, because I wasn't a communist. I wasn't
right.
Having anything to worry about. And then when they came for the Jews, you know, I didn't protest because I'm not a Jew and I had nothing to worry about. And then when they came for me, nobody was there to protest on my behalf. Nobody was left. And that's how it works. That's how it's always worked. But anyway.
Hoo dang, Nextel call dropped me.
Ooh.
Man. So no shout outs to Nextel for this phone call.
Yeah, fuck Nextel. But anyway.
I know. Yeah, so not to fucking cut off fucking Fireblade, because you definitely rock, but yeah, definitely fucking, you know, that's part of the whole system is to fucking, you make your enemy not appear to be human, then what you do to them isn't really all that bad.
Exactly. Anyway, I think we're going to give Fireblade a gift.
Yeah, I think at some point in time we're going to have to do that.
Yeah, Fireblade might be getting a gift.
He sent over 3 emails, you know, so...
Yeah, I think he's getting a gift. He might be getting @themindwhore.com email forward if he wants. So, just send us Fireblade, send us whatever name you want. You probably want Fireblade, but who knows, you know, he might want something else.
Right, definitely.
Yeah, send it to Doug at the Mind War, because I'll take care of it.
Yeah, just send your request to Doug at themindwar.com.
Roger has one arm and stuff. So.
Yeah, we'll hook
you
up. We'll get into that in a little while.
Right. Speaking of that one arm thing, I fucking went to Fed Court today. And I know all the fucking security guards there. But anyway, I fucking walked through the metal detector, and obviously, because I got this big piece of fucking metal on my arm, the fucking, like, shit goes off. And fucking, I sit there and bullshit with the security guard, who arguably I know pretty well. And, like, fucking, I'm like, well, you want to wind me down? And he's like, nah, I can see what set off the metal detector. And it's like, okay.
Let you right through.
Right.
Yeah, more stories from federal court and how there's metal detectors and there's supposedly, you know, this problem we're having in this country with security, and it's still a problem.
Right,
so yeah.
when all this shit goes down and fucking something horrible happens at a fucking federal building and they persist that they're going to be needing to take away more and more of your rights, just remember that, like, you know, on the show for, like, last week, we've been, mentioning about how the fucking security at the federal courts that we've been going to...
Well, no, the federal court, there's a federal court in New York that I go to that's real good with security. You can't get into that place without these guys fucking checking you out.
Yeah, this one over here, man, fucking... I mean, I got in there with a fucking knife for fucking 5 days.
Yeah, that's what and the one in the Southern District, New York, Manhattan, fucking bad news, man. Bad news. But anyway.
We got one more email from fucking CHR, and he's like, yo, this is CHR. The show is tight. Where the fuck are the newer episodes? Doug, fucking Dakota and I both complained about this.
Yeah, you know what, Doug? This whole putting them up as, like, a neat package with a bow on it at the end of the week? No. Just update it every day.
I haven't been doing that, though. I've been releasing them fucking, like, when I have the time to release them.
Oh, when you have the time. All right. Well, that's a different story. All right.
You'll notice
that, like, when I uploaded a whole bunch of them last week, like on Thanksgiving Day, it was my Thanksgiving present to the community that I fucking had the whole week there.
Yeah, we give everyone holiday gifts. We come bearing gifts.
Right. So anyhow, and he says some other shit in there just to fucking get you going. And what do you guys think about the Illuminati, their mind control techniques, MK Ultra, and all that shit? Which is fucking a lot of stuff to talk about in the remaining 15 minutes.
Yeah. Well, you know, believe me. In the future, we're going to be getting into a lot of that. We're kind of we're thinking of ways on how to present this type of stuff, you know, as far as MK Ultra. What about MK Delta? What about MK Naomi? But anyway. I love the phonetics of the intelligence community. MK is mind control. I love that.
Right.
That's so dope. Like, that never gets old. But, yeah, there's a few things I could drop in real quick that, of course, you know, now, you know, I don't even want to get into that. Everyone knows the story about the dude. I can't think of his name off the top of my head, which is why I don't like to talk about this stuff off the top of my head. But everyone knows the story about how the spooks used to just slip each other fucking LSD during that time, the MKUltra days. MKUltra was a huge umbrella project. It had all these freaking little sub-projects involved in it, and one of them was, you know, slipping LSD to other agents. And no one knows who was in it. You know, you never knew if you were going to be the one who was going to get it that day. And there was the one guy who apparently, like, ruined his life, and it's, like, a huge thing. You know, it's publicized. It's all out there. I forgot the guy's name. I would know it if somebody said the guy's name. Yeah, I would be like, oh, yeah, that's his name. But I can't think of his name. But apparently, you know, something happened. He went crazy. He ended up jumping out of getting pushed out of a window. You know, whichever one you want to believe. You either jumped or got pushed.
Looks like all the Clinton deaths.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And all the Bush deaths. Everybody fucking Clinton. You know, I love how, you know, not to go off into a tangent, but I love how you mentioned that Clinton thing, because there's all these freaking right-wing motherfuckers, Republican guys, putting out all this propaganda and fucking the conspiracy shit about all the Clinton deaths, and it's like, wow, those guys don't even pay half the attention to the more Bush deaths, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, come on. Everyone does it. This is not, you know, we said it the first episode, and this is the reason. This is why we're not running on a party line. We're not Democrats. We're not Republicans. We're not left. We're not right. You know what I'm saying? It's because you're all fucked. You're all assholes. You know what I'm, you do the same shit. You just do it with under a different mask. I mean, come on.
Well, the masks aren't even all that fucking different.
And yeah, you know, lately the masks aren't really all that different.
I mean, both fucking Kerry and Bush were both conservative, authoritative, like, you know, on the fucking political scale.
Yeah.
I mean, like, granted, like, Kerry was, like, more liberal, but nonetheless, he was still fucking a conservative, fucking authoritative motherfucker.
Yeah, that's how it is, man. Oh, well, that's why we don't go for that shit. We don't buy into your little bullshit. But anyway, yeah, we might get into the whole mind control fucking shit. It's good stuff. Mind control is good stuff, and it's very, you know, people think of it as all this insidious shit. It's like it's happening to you every day. Any kind of advertisement is mind control.
Right. Well, people, you know, I mean, I've gotten into arguments with people who say that, you know, we're our own individual island and we walk through life and we're the ones who make our own decisions.
No. Every decision you make, every thought that goes through your head is decided by something. And all this external stimulus is a huge, huge, huge part of it. And because it's going on in a subconscious level, you don't notice it. But that's no reason to be ignorant to it, you know?
Right, I realize this isn't a hack or freaking show, but, you know, the whole term social engineering rings a bell.
Yeah.
Like, the whole belief that we can go out and we can fucking call up fucking AT&T and we can social engineer your fucking phone bill from them.
Yeah, you know, as a matter of fact, that's a great point that you bring up. Because for this guy who your friend, whoever, who says that, you know, oh, we're our own island and each one of our decisions, blah, 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 I can't think of any situation where I couldn't get whatever information I wanted at any given time. I can't think of a situation where that can't happen. You know, and it's not hard. You don't have to be like a genius to pull this stuff off. I've seen real morons pull off some pretty good social engineering.
All you have to do is just be really consistent and write shit down.
Yeah. If you know your shit, if you know what you're talking about, chances are you're going to be talking to someone who doesn't, and they're going to get socialed. And everyone out there has been socialed in one way or another, and you probably don't even know about it.
Right. Well, I mean, the truth of the matter is like, I mean, if you're fucking calling a call center, like, just write down everything. And eventually you're going to end up with, like, a little bit more knowledge than you did the last time. If you just keep on fucking going at it and keep on going at it. And if you just fucking say stupid shit like, well, I'm with, like, the recall department.
Yeah, be persistent. Make stuff up. Be a dick.
Right, and eventually they're going to be like, oh, well, we don't call that there. Like, you know, you're obviously trying to fool me. Like, we call that department the, like, blah, blah, blah department.
Yeah, exactly.
Write it down. Yeah, I mean, like, it's really simple shit.
Yeah, know your enemy.
And, like, the thing about it is that, like, yeah, we, mind control, like, in one form or another, and it makes total sense. Like, these intelligence agencies would be looking into this because people's opinions are changed.
The products you buy at the grocery store.
Right. Well, the fucking girl you took home from the bar.
Yeah, the girl you took home from the bar, the clothes you wear, the shoes on your motherfucking feet. You listening to the Mind War. You're all getting hacked. Your minds are getting hacked, baby.
You're owned.
You're owned. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We're not even real. Rigel 5 and myself, we're just made up. We're not even here right now. You don't even know if this is live. This could be a pre-recorded. You don't know. Has there been any proof that this is live yet?
No.
No, there is no proof. But you're sitting out there saying, yeah, it's a live show. You don't know that. Come on. Somebody send an instant message to the Mind War on AOL Instant Messenger and see if we're live or not. Anyway.
We'll just not read it.
Yeah, we'll just not read it. Just fucking... Oh, look, we're getting one right now. And we're not going to read it. Yeah, anyway. Wait, Doug, is anyone sending anything?
No.
Good. Our plan will work.
Yeah. But no, it's just ridiculous. And, like, I always hate that. You know, we're social creatures. Like, we exist in an environment.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's like, you know, so that's kind of what I always say to these critics and these skeptics regarding all this mind control stuff. We're like, oh, that's not possible. It's like, fuck, it is impossible. Like, it
happens every day.
Right, like, you know, and, like, if you spend enough time really figuring it out, I'm like, you know, go fucking look at, the E-prime stuff, or not E-prime, but the NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. And, like,
mm-hmm.
you'll probably end up buying a book about it if you look into it enough, because we're going to fucking convince you that you need to.
Exactly.
It's the funniest
like,
shit ever.
Think of it like this. You ever been to one of those grocery stores that, like the so-called freaking organic goddamn hippie grocery stores?
Yeah.
Okay. And... You ever see, maybe, let me think of a good example of something that's really inordinately expensive. Breakfast cereal.
Right.
You'll have these breakfast cereals that are fucking better for you than the goddamn shit you buy at the regular grocery store. Right?
Right.
And for a box, a huge box, it's probably like $2, $2.50, maybe $3. You know?
Right.
But for a little-ass box of some goddamn Fruit Loops, it's going to cost you $5. You got socialed into buying those Fruit Loops. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The ones at that hippie grocery store probably taste better. You know what I'm saying? And they're not any less money because they're not as good. They're less money because there's no goddamn commercials on TV, you know?
Right.
And all those extra added chemicals they put in there for whatever unknown reasons, they cost a lot of money.
Right. Yeah, actually, I'm one of those bastards who fucking hits up the Bolt granola and then writes down, like, the fucking cheaper one price. That's what I said. I love those fucking self-checkout lanes at the mass food stores. Because, like, most of those, like, big fucking food stores now carry, like, you know, some organic food there, too.
Yeah, they always have a small organic section.
Right. So what you do is you fucking go grab the organic orange, fucking, like, go to the fucking, like, self-checkout lane, ring up the price for, like, you know, ye old day, like, navel orange.
Yep.
Which is, like, fucking a tenth of the price or whatever.
Oh, and by the way, the grocery store is another... form of mind control, social engineering, and hacking your mind. Because not to mention the more expensive stuff that they want you to buy is at eye level for the average
right.
height human. Not to mention that, but they pointed this out on the local news, which is very interesting. Of course, fucking, you know, I've noticed this before because I eat a lot. If anyone doesn't know, anyone who knows me knows that I fucking eat a lot, and I'm a skinny bastard.
Like
I weigh like 100 pounds, and I do nothing but eat. The only time I'm not eating is when I'm doing this show, and a few times I've been eating beef jerky while doing the show.
Yeah, it was disgusting.
But, well, you know, I'm not a healthy eater, but I do sometimes eat healthy. But
that is disgusting.
The healthiest foods are on the outskirts of the grocery store.
Yeah.
And all the bullshit that you don't want and that'll kill you is right smack dab in the middle where everyone's going to go. Nobody's on the outsides, you know what I'm saying? That's where
except
the produce is. Yeah, the meat. Well, the meat, it has to be because of the refrigeration. You know what I'm saying? But the produce, the dairy stuff, the fresh foods, your organic section, if your large grocery store has one. This
right,
is all
yeah.
the outside. The
right.
beer section. Well, maybe not the beer section. But, you know, it's always on the damn borders. But everything that you don't want's in the middle. You've been social engineered. You've been brainwashed. When you walk into a grocery store, you're getting hacked. Your mind is getting hacked. Fucking noobs. Anyway.
Yeah, the fucking shit didn't work. Fucking marketers like would fucking be out of business.
Yeah, exactly. You think there would be such a thing as marketing?
Yeah.
Come on,
Mike.
Anyway, no more emails. We're done with that. Want to get into a few quick things. The seventh member of Bush's cabinet has fucking step down. Tom Ridge is no longer the czar of Homeland Control. And it looks like it's going to be Bernard Kerig, former commissioner of the NYPD.
I know, and I know everyone always says this, and I just feel the need to say it again, but COINTELPRO?
Yeah.
whenever anyone mentions anything about fucking Homeland Security and all this nonsense, like, I just...
For those who don't know, that's COINTELPRO is counterintelligence programs.
Right, right.
And, yeah, just, and that's what it is. So
I just want to bang my head up against the wall as hard as I can and just be like, you idiots.
So the new overlord of citizenry is Bernard Kerig.
Thought police fucking central.
Yeah, whatever you want to call him. The czar of Homeland Control. You know, whatever you want to call him. I like the overlord of citizenry. Is Bernard Kerig.
It's got a nice ring to it, you know?
Yeah, exactly. That's the seventh member of the cabinet to step down, and somebody might want to take a look and see how many two-term presidents had their entire cabinet run away.
Right, right. Because they were just like, oh, my God, I can't believe America was stupid enough to re-elect this.
It's like, I don't want, and they're kind of like, in my opinion, all these guys really want to get their hands clean of this shit. And when one of those people who wants to get their hands clean from this is John Ashcroft, it's time to fucking fear. It really is.
Right. You know, when you fucking come into port, your fucking entire crew hops off the boat and just runs your fucking shore. Like,
Satan has stepped down from the cabinet. He feels that it's too extreme lately.
Right.
Like Osama bin Laden has stepped down. He feels that the Bush administration has gone too far.
Right, right.
Osama bin Laden's coming out on a more moderate platform.
Well, did you ever read the fucking Osama bin Laden speech?
Yes, I have. And, you know, it's like. Osama bin Laden is more of a moderate than our president, which is really fucked up.
Well, you know, and like what's funny too is I went through the version on crypto along with one on CNN. And we might have mentioned this earlier, but like, you know, they fucking left out so much shit in fucking CNN's version.
Yeah, I know.
Where, like, fucking bin Laden was just like, look, you know, here's the whole fucking deal. Like, leave us the fuck alone. If you let us alone to begin with, we wouldn't have fucking done anything.
Exactly. Leave us alone is all they're saying. Leave us alone.
Right, like, you guys want us to leave you alone, well, you kind of have to fucking do that first, because you're the ones who came over here and talked about that.
First.
Right, indeed. Yeah. But, hey, whatever, you know, we needed their fucking oil.
We needed a pipeline, don't forget it.
And we fucking had to go against the war against those evil commies. You know, the Cold War was nothing but a fucking manufactured excuse.
Yeah, speaking of CIA mind control, I'm pretty sure the CIA and the KGB got together quite often during that whole period of the Cold War, trading fucking tactics and shit.
Right, right. Like, how better to control our government.
And I'm sure, the KGB was, like, really laughing at America, saying, man, you guys are worse than us, and your people don't think that's true. It's amazing. They think the opposite. Odd. Yeah, you've been owned. Since the 50s, you've been on. Since the 40s, you've been on. Arguably, since the 30s, with the whole, there was a lot of shit that went down in the 30s. You know, the Federal Reserve Bank comes to mind, you know, things like that.
Yeah, this actually all brings to mind, though, the, you know, at what point in time did our miniature anarchy government that our forefathers erected for us, like, really begin to fucking fall apart?
I'm thinking the 1930s.
Yeah, I would say, like, yeah, right around the Great Depression.
Yeah, that's when it started going down. That's when the shit started hitting the fan, you know. So we were we were going pretty good until then. Anyway, the other thing is fucking Brokaw.
Yeah.
Tom Brokaw, fucking gone. Dan Rather is going to be gone. Tom Brokaw's gone. Who's taking over for Brokaw?
I can't remember.
Brian Williams, you know. You see him on MSNBC all the time. He's a pretty loose guy.
Television.
Yeah. So all these old guys are leaving. It looks like Peter Jennings is just the oldest guy there. Who's taking over for Rather? Nobody's said anything yet, huh?
Letterman said that Leno or Conan O'Brien was or some shit. He was making a joke.
That's pretty funny.
Fucking, Leno's got that deal, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Where he's going to fucking take over the fucking Tonight Show or whatever.
Conan O'Brien, yeah, is taking over the Tonight Show.
Conan O'Brien, sorry. I'm
yeah, that's like 10 years from now, though.
Yeah, but a lot can fucking happen. NBC could be like, you know what, fuck you.
Yeah, but he's got, from what I understand, he's got the whole contract. But anyway, it's fucking enough fucking entertainment today.
So yeah, Brokaw's gone. Nightly news. NBC Nightly News, the best in the business, what everybody watches. is going to be hosted by Brian Williams, a native of New Jersey, southern New Jersey somewhere. A white guy, surprisingly. I didn't think it was going to go to a white guy, but it did. Amazing.
I hope you're being sarcastic.
Of course I am, dude.
And it was going to be a fucking, like, you know, woman fucking Middle Eastern.
But it was going to be a Chinese woman taking over, yeah. but no, a white guy.
That's for the UPN news.
Yeah, that's for the UPN news.
UPN
exactly.
News tonight.
Yeah.
No doubt.
So it was going to be an Afghani woman. But no, it's Brian Williams, one of the whitest guys on TV.
You know, I was fucking sitting there for physical therapy today, and, like, fucking, I was in the waiting room, and somebody had, like, that fucking Crossfire show blaring.
Oh, God, Crossfire.
It's not like the, like, you know, and, like, I'm not going to even say who was on today, or even what the topic was. All I'm going to say is that they had, like, a number of speakers on, and one person was trying to talk.
Well, the other guy was yelling, and who was the guy yelling, I wonder? I don't know, a conservative Republican, probably.
Right, right, indeed. It's like the fucking, like, liberal moderate or whoever was just, like, trying to say something like, I like turkey sandwiches. And the fucking, like, conservative guy was just fucking going off and just, like, overshouting that person.
Yeah, what you need to do is, and the conservative Republicans are doing this right now, you need to use people's tactics against them. The conservative Republicans are talking about, you know, they made up the whole politically correct thing as kind of like a way to give it like a little jab at the liberals. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And but now they're using it saying that Christians are
right.
being you know, targeted for the discrimination, and they, you know, want that shit to stop. So they're pulling the same tactics. You know what I'm saying? They're pulling tactics that they mocked 10 years ago. What you need to do is pull the same tactics on them. When you're having an argument with someone who has the unfortunate distinction of being a so-called conservative Republican, because I don't really think they're all that Republican in my mind. Conservative,
no,
maybe. Republican, far from it.
They're fascist, but hey.
Yeah, they're fascists. They would rather call themselves conservative Republicans because, you know, I don't know. Because Republicans, yeah, they have good ideas, but there's no such thing as a real Republican anymore. I haven't seen one. And if there is, none of them hold any political office. So, yeah, the fascists, when you're having an argument with them, just scream over them.
Right. You know, guys like Dakota and me, like, you know, I fucking get really loud.
I mean, yeah, I will scream over anyone. And I will just say, you're dumb, or, you know, fucking...
You look ugly.
You're ugly, nobody cares.
You have no skills.
You have no skills, kid. I'll say all sorts of things. I'll start talking about their mother. Whatever works. Whatever. I'll drop their docs. Whatever works. Whatever works. Yeah, I get really sick of that. You're going to try to yell over someone having a debate. I'm going to just yell over you.
Is the fucking, you know, the fucking moderate or liberal or whoever, like, let this dude fucking go on for fucking, like, 5 minutes.
Here's the thing, what you don't understand, Rigel.
Yeah.
They will only do that to someone who they know won't yell over them back.
Right.
That's why they'll never do it to me. They'll never argue like that with me. I will never have a debate where someone will try to yell over me, because I think they'll fucking know a little better than that, you know?
Right, right. I guess that's the whole thing, is that they just fucking perceive that weakness, and they just fucking go for it. It's the stupidest thing, because when you fucking yell over somebody, you stifle their arguments, because, like, you can't even fucking let them finish a sentence.
And they go on for the kill.
Right, you're clearly in the wrong, regardless of how right you think you are.
It's ridiculous.
You know, but that's fucking, apparently, our American, you know, I was trying to fucking read a book, and that the TV wasn't even facing me, so I don't actually even know who was on, so I wasn't really paying attention.
I like some of those news shows, though, where they yell, but I only like it when the person, like, there's a few people out there who really actually belong on the TV news, because they don't go out there with their opinions. Like, Bill O'Reilly, like, he doesn't belong on a news show. You know what I'm saying? He really
right.
doesn't. But there's people like Chris Matthews, Hardball. He doesn't go out there riding a party, you know? Goes out there and says it straight up, what's going on. Straight the fuck up.
Yeah, well, that's what we clearly need. And, you know, that's kind of what we're trying to do.
Yeah, that's what the, you know, you need people to say things straight up and not ride on some other bullshit. And while you might hear us, you know, mock so-called, quote-unquote, conservative Republicans a lot, it's because it is in our humble opinion that they're full of fucking shit. You know what I'm saying? That they all are full of shit. Just call yourself fascists, and we wouldn't make fun of you. Right. We'd be like, oh, okay, the fascist party. Well, yeah, you know, the fascist party has a pretty good point right there. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. And then, like, you know, when fucking, like, Hillary Clinton and her fucking Marxist views start calling themselves the fucking, like, Marxists that they are. And
yeah, exactly.
Socialists.
Exactly.
They really are. Like, we'll fucking be a lot happier, too. But, like, anyone who has a fucking, like, what a fucking paperweight, a fucking Karl Marx on her desk. Like, I'm fucking sorry, but, like, you're a fucking socialist.
Kind of lead.
Yeah, you know, like, who fucking goes on the record in the fucking San Francisco gate saying, like, we're going to have to take away things, or we're going to have to take things away for you, from you, for the good of, or, like, for the common good, was it? Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know what? The Democrats at least admit it. The Republicans do it and don't admit it. Anyway.
I always say the Republicans have their shit together better, because the Republicans and the Democrats basically are working to the same goal. The Republicans are just, like, fucking, like, 10 years ahead of them in fucking, like, being able to fucking bullshit their way there.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. But you know what? I think I'd rather just people tell the truth and just say it straight up, you know?
Right, just be like, look, you're all a bunch of ignorant fucks. You're going to vote for one of the two parties, which both is planning on taking away whatever rights and whatever property or money you have.
Yeah,
and you're fucking stupid. You're going to vote for us fucking come out fucking November 2nd. Great, thanks.
Yeah, exactly. Don't blame me. I voted for Kang.
I voted for fucking
remember that episode?
Obama. I fucking said Osama.
That was some hair, right? No, that was some one of those Simpsons Halloween episodes where those Kang and Aang, the aliens, took over the bodies of Clinton and Dole. I am Clinton.
I love that episode.
It's like this year the election will not be a violent bloodbath.
President Clinton.
Yeah, fucking oh God, what was I gonna fucking say about that?
The best ever. Well, what about that fucking? In the crowd, it's like, after Homer finds out that they're aliens, and then the guy in the crowd, it's like, and then they're like, oh, you have to vote for one of us, it's a two-party system, and then the guy in the crowd is like, well, I think I'm going to vote for a third-party candidate. Oh, throw your vote away.
I know. Yeah.
So weak.
That's the fucking mentality, though. Everyone's just like, fuck.
It is, man. Like, you got
the two-party system. Well, why is it a two-party system? Because, like, everyone out there believes it's a two-party system.
Yeah, exactly. If once you stop believing it, it won't be anymore. Like, you were just bought into it. You were owned.
Right, right. Mind control. Guess what, kids? It fucking disowned you.
Yeah, the greatest thing about mind control is that it's designed to not just control your mind, but to control everyone's mind. And if you only control 90% of people and there's 10% of people who fucking won't go for it, you're fucked anyway, because you're that 10% that will never be a majority.
Right, right. Yeah, democracy is just fucking tyranny by more people.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. That's the loophole in democracy, is if you fool everyone, they're owned.
Yeah, all you gotta do is fucking fool, apparently, 59 million compared to 50.
Yeah, exactly. Fool 55 points and you're good. Anyway, it's getting late. We're getting out of here. Fucking, what music are we going to listen to?
I thought we were going to listen to It's a Holiday in Cambodia.
Oh, yeah, the Dead Kennedys.
It's Christmas time.
It's Christmas time. That's right. It's December already, December 2nd. It is Christmas time, and Christmas time is for the Dead Kennedys, Holiday in Cambodia.
Although we probably should be saving all this for, like, the 12 days till Christmas shit.
Yeah, right, we should be. But whatever, I just felt like playing the goddamn Dead Kennedys. Shouts to fucking Jello. Shouts to Jello, my fucking color ideal.
Yeah, well, I think it was probably that guy who fucking wanted us to have to fucking... the person who didn't want us to swear.
I tried for, like, 45 seconds. But anyway, Doug, you got any shouts?
I don't think so.
Come on. All right, whatever, get out of here.
Shout to Nick84 and Hunter.
Most of
all. Yeah, sorry about that, Nick84. I really should be fucking doing something that showed up to you already, but I'm, like, fucking one-handed and, like, not. I suck.
Yeah, unfortunately, if shit isn't going down quick enough, Rigel is handling most of the website stuff and the email stuff, and he's crippled right now.
They fucking told me 3 fucking months before I can ride a bike again. And, you know, I was like, motherfucker, like, how about 3 fucking weeks?
You're, like, making a deal with them. Like, how about 3 weeks?
Well, the whole thing is that fucking in New York, fucking next year summer, there's that fucking Messenger World Championship.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I fucking want to go, and there's going to be 5,000 messengers, and only the top 200 qualified. I've been training up until this injury. And, like, I kind of want to go back and start training, because, like, I'm fucking happy. Yeah. And like, because fucking injuries is like, I was like, they're like 3 months, and I'm just like, well, you got to do better than that. Like, I'm fucking sorry. You need to go figure some shit out.
Right. Anyway, got any shout.
Yeah, fucking off, Fireblade. Fucking keep up the good work, man. Fucking make sure that you know. Thanks to everyone who fucking emailed us. And, shouts to fucking, fucking shouts to everyone in fucking New York, I know. Fucking New Dakota and fucking, Licutus? Licutus, yeah. Or Sudroot, whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
My shouts go to, Tom Brokaw. Happy retirement.
So I hope you get that fucking bottle of wine I sent over.
Yeah, yep. I sent him over some wine and cheese. Fucking good job, Brokaw, for the past 86 years. You did a good job. and also, shouts to Mr. Dual Parallel. And shouts to White Sword. And, fucking it, man. Shouts to Bernard Kerrig, the new overlord of Homeland Subservience. And that's it. We're out of here. Fuck you. Fuck everyone. Fuck the world. Fuck the Homeland Security bullshit. Fuck Bernard Kerrig. Fuck every member of Bush's cabinet. Fuck every congressman, senator, motherfucking city councilman. Fuck you. If you're involved anyway in the political process, you're a fucking asshole. You ruined it for everyone, and I hate
fuck
you.
Fuck all you, get out the vote, you
do. Yeah, fuck all you vote or die, get out the vote, rock the vote. Fuck you. Rock my fucking cock. Get the fuck out of here.
You fucking, there are 112 million people who fucking voted, you fucking idiots.
Yeah, right? Noobs. Hate all of you. Get the fuck out of here. Get out of my face. I don't even like you, man. Later.